You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Back once again, of course, this is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, playing some music for movies. Specifically, we're going to talk about the films featuring the music of ZZ Top. Been a couple of weeks since I've been on, so holidays and whatnot, it's been a little tricky to get back on the mic. Here we are, and as promised on Facebook a couple of weeks ago, I promised a ZZ Top episode. So in the past, I've done episodes featuring Elvis, the Beatles, Stones, and a couple of other bands. But ZZ Top has always been a favorite of mine in that they have been one of the most prolific and successful bands. They've been around since the early 70s, and it's been the same three guys up until a week ago. Billy Gibbons on guitar, Dusty Hill on bass, Frank Beard on drums. Conveniently, the guy without the beard has the name Beard. Funny. But, the world lost a great talent a few weeks ago, and that's unfortunate. And apparently the band is continuing to move onward, so good for them. Apparently that's a Dusty. I thought that was a little bit creepy, but evidently they had this all sorted out, so good on them. Let me turn this up. Hope you can hear me better now. That sounds a little bit better. Okay. So yeah, tonight's episode, we're talking about ZZ Top and Dusty Hill. Dusty Hill, let's see what we hear. Born May 19, 1949, and he passed away July 28th of 2021. He was a bass player and vocalist for the band. He was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of ZZ Top back in 2004. And he played with the band for over 50 years. That's an accomplishment in any event, in any relationship. That's an amazing accomplishment. Anyway. So, that's what we're doing tonight, is wall-to-wall ZZ Top. Now, it's a little tricky for me, as I'm trying to conform to the rules that we've set forth in the soundtrack show, in playing music from movies and TV shows. By and large, there's four or five films that have used their music. But the problem is the same three songs. So I'm going back. There's a great special on Netflix called Little Old Band from Texas, which is their nickname, of course. I'll be playing some stuff from that, which is a lot of their hits. So we'll get to that. And some of their little lesser known tunes. Like I said, I've been a fan of these guys for a long, long time. My dad was a big fan of ZZ Top. When I was about 12 or 13, and I was going through my parents' record collection, I came across a couple of their albums from the 70s and just fell in love with them. They're great. Kind of a rockabilly mix, kind of an Elvis sensibility about them. A lot of that has to do with the fact that all three of them, specifically Dusty, was a huge Elvis fan. And I know when Elvis passed away, it tore him up well. Badly. Good. Whatever. Anyway. I'm going to play a song from one of my favorite films. It happens to be a ZZ Top song. Now, in this film, ZZ Top actually plays the song on camera. As the trio in the Old West playing the dance music at the opening to the Hill Valley Courthouse in Back to the Future Part 3. Now, you may have known that they were on the soundtrack doing this song. But it's actually those three guys, Billy, Dusty, Frank, in the film, spinning guitars and drum as they play onward for Marty, Doc, Clara, and everybody else. So, from the soundtrack of the film, Back to the Future, Part 3. The song is Double Back, the band, ZZ Top. This is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
behind. I got the double back again.
Lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. 25 lighters on my dresser, yes, sir. You know I got to get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 folks. Gonna break the bank for 25 more. About to rip the suits with 25 foes. I got 25 lighters, well, don't you know? 25 fried diamonds in my ring. 25 12s in the trunks to bang.
Oh, Lord.
Making moves, making 25 mil. Gonna knock off a big dime, 99 Seville. Listen, I got to get paid. I got 20.
You know I got to get paid.
For the those holding 25 more. It's easy done, put 25 out the door. Hitting the heart, we're gonna do it until 25 shows. Put 25 letters on my dresser, dresser. You know I got to get paid. 25 letters on my dresser, dresser. Yes, sir. Five letters on my dresser, yes sir.
I got to get paid.
I'm 25 letters on my dresser, yes sir.
And that's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when I try and play music from a CD that I haven't opened in years. So from La Futura, and also the soundtrack to Battleship. Yeah, I didn't see it either. I really can't comment, although it looks silly. Fantastic soundtrack, though, including I Gots to Get Paid by ZZ Top. Definitely is a cover of an old Texas rap song. Didn't know that one. Coming up next, we got another one from this one from the mega hit album Eliminator. one of the biggest albums, I think 83, 84. And a darn fine car. But here's a song that I'll play two in a row from that album, and then we'll go on to something else. But, yeah. From the Santa Claus, Beverly Hills Ninja, and many, many other films and TV shows. Give Me All Your Lovin', ZZ Top on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
We'll be right back. about a shark dance, man.
Dressed Man, ZZ Top off of Eliminator, and as featured in many films and movies and TV shows. Actually, TV shows was big on Miami Vice, Married with Children, among others, and Evan Almighty. There you go. Tonight, if you're just joining us, we are talking about the legendary band ZZ Top and its late bassist and collaborator, writer of many of their hits, Dusty Hill. And I haven't found the audio for it yet, but there's a funny little twist. I was watching King of the Hill. Now, the band, the family's name is Hill, last name is Hill, and Hank, Mike Judge, Hank's character says, you know, I really don't like my cousin Dusty. And it really doesn't hit home until Dusty gets out of a stretch limo in the episode. And it's, holy frack, it's Dusty Hill from ZZ Top. And it's Hank's cousin. I always thought that was kind of cute. But so we're paying tribute to Dusty Hill and the music that he helped create. And that's what we're doing tonight. So, if you hear any noise in the background, again, we're still working at home. COVID is still a thing, apparently. I'm not telling anyone what to do. I do hope you're doing well. And that nobody you know is sick. You're not sick. And everybody's taking care of themselves as best they can. That's what I'm saying. Here's one. It's one of two ZZ Top songs on the soundtrack to, well, actually in the film, not on the soundtrack, because there's only one ZZ Top song on the soundtrack for Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused is one of those movies which I believe they made just to make the soundtrack, because I think it's a silly movie. I'm not a big fan. I like all the people individually. Matthew McConaughey, Joey Lauren Adams. These are really talented people, and it should have been really good. I'm not a big fan of the movie. The soundtrack is phenomenal. If you're a big fan of 70s classic rock, it's amazing. And I'll be playing that other song that's on there in a little bit. But this is one that's a little lesser known. And it's still a cool tune. So, from the film, not the soundtrack, but from the film, Dazed and Confused. Balinese, ZZ Top, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Cheap sunglasses. We'll be right back.
get yourself some fitting black frames. With the glass so dark, they won't even know your name. And the choice is up to you, cause they come in two classes. Rhinestone shades are cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah!
Cheap Sunglasses, ZZ Top, off the film Teachers, Nick Nolte film back in the 80s. Here's one. It's not one of their bigger hits, but it's a fine tune nonetheless. From the soundtrack to the film, from the film Whoopi Boys, 1986. I don't know it either. And from the same year, the album was Afterburner, which is kind of the sequel to Eliminator. And if you watch the videos, the Eliminator, the car, gets changed into a space shuttle. Really funky-looking space shuttle. And that happens in the video to the song Sleeping Bag, which I think I'll get to in a little bit. Anyway, Song of Stages, it's ZZ Top on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
Dirty Dog, originally from Eliminator, that was ZZ Top. As we're winding down our tribute tonight to the music, the life of Dusty Hill. Comes to us from, what movie was that? One Crazy Summer. One Crazy Summer is an old favorite of mine. John Cusack, Demi Moore, in a Savage Steve Holland film. He's the same guy that did Better Off Dead. I don't know what happened to him after that. He did TV. Either way, great song, great movie. Another one. Yeah, this is a good one. This is another good one. I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. On the soundtrack show at ZZ Top 101.5 The Hawk.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he'd be pushing out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling alright. Oh, I'm bad, I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad. In front, I had three more in the back. They sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoking Lucky Strikes and wearing nylon shoes. Go be bad. We'll be right back.
heard it on the ZZ Top from the made for Netflix movie. ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas, which is a fine documentary, if I do say so myself, and you cannot go wrong with music. I get a couple more from that one, including this one, Thunderbird, ZZ Top, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
We'll be right back.
beer drinkers and Hellraisers. There you go, beer drinkers and Hellraisers, ZZ Top. Originally from the album Tres Hombres, and more recently included in the Netflix documentary ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas. And that's about it. We got one more song to go, and that'll be it for tonight. So thank you for tuning in once again. R.I.P. Dusty Hill, ZZ Top. Thanks for the tunes, buddy. We're going to take it home with one last one. I would be completely remiss and moronic if I didn't play this one. From many, many movie and TV show credits. Probably one of their best-known songs from their 70s. Catalog, it's of course ZZ Top and Tush to take it home. Have a great night, everybody, and be excellent to each other. We'll see you next week.